Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council area with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are you this morning, mate?
All right, thank you, Andrew. Bit wet underfoot, but the farmers that are growing animals be liking it. Maybe the ones out west with the crops might be not enjoying it quite so much.
We dare not complain about too much rain. It's just not the done thing, mate.
No, that's right. Not since the last couple of years.
All right. Just a quick update for a few things. What's happening at the Art Gallery?
So the Art Gallery, I did mention it the other week, but just give an update that the actual coffee shop is now open at the Art Gallery to facilitate people having a look at our wonderful art down there. It's award-winning coffee and a lovely little cafe atmosphere, and I recommend everyone just go try the coffee.
Have you been down for a coffee yet, Rod?
I have. I quite enjoyed it. I was actually involved in the selection process for the coffee. It was quite interesting. There were six of us involved. The other five chose a coffee that I didn't, and they went for the coffee I didn't choose. But I went down and enjoyed it anyway. It was quite good.
Who says being on council doesn't have its perks, I tell you?
Yes, it was a massive piccolo. So for those who don't know how big a piccolo is, it's about a little bit bigger than a thimble.
All right. The Williams Bridge at Martindale, is there news there?
Yes, so we've actually dismantled it all now, and the timber is actually going to be preserved for a future heritage project. A lot of that money came from grants from the state government. Been monitoring with this rain, Martindale Creek. Martindale Creek has a terrible reputation for going up and going down quick. Martindale catchment area have been posting photos, which has been great. Creek did come up a little bit, but I haven't had any updates today. But I think it's the three big culverts we've put in there are holding doing the job, and the access will be maintained for those locals.
The Mangoola Road, what's happening there?
Just letting everyone know that there's a box culvert going in about 3.9 kilometres from the intersection of Mangoola Road and Golden Highway. So it's actually seven 1,200 by 600 reinforced box culverts, which is will handle a fair amount of water.
Yeah.
The existing culverts have reached their use by date. The cost is about $250,000, so it's not cheap, but that should improve the safety and the accessibility along that road, which would be good for the locals.
Absolutely. And finally, even though we haven't exactly had the weather for it, the Aquatic Centre.
People might be aware that with the advent of COVID, the council was going to do the indoor area first with regards to its the children's play area, the heated pool and the spa and the upgrades to the gym, which we went ahead with, but we took advantage of COVID and have actually also found some extra money and addressing the iconic outdoor pool, which for those who don't realise, that pool was actually opened on Sunday the 3rd, 1929.
Goodness me.
So currently we're on target for the outdoor pool to be open prior to the end of this year, so we will miss the start of summer at this stage, and Council's been facilitating the swimming club going to Denman Pool and also down to Singleton Pool, so the swimming club can keep going. But we should get the main pool open, as I said, in this year, and then so the new pool will be different. So it'll get, because we've had to do major works, we actually had to make the pool comply, so it needs a wet deck. So people will realise these days that you don't have to jump down from the edge into the pool. The pool water laps.
Oh, yes, top. Like a beach.
Yeah, like a beach for safety reasons, with regards to people falling in and getting out. So the new pool will have that. It should be really good. And the indoor area will, with the children's play area and the warm pool and the spa and the thing, we hope to have that done by the end of first quarter 2021. So that should be a great effort. Asset and an improvement to an existing asset of the town.
Absolutely. Rod, so you would have been a young fella in 1929 when it first opened. Can you remember what the weather was like that day?
Oh, no. I like your, what you're saying there, but no, even I am not quite that old.
Well, we do look forward to you being there at the opening of the refurbished pool when it happens at the end of this year. As always, Rod Scholes, thank you very much for your time, mate.
No worries, Andrew. Thanks, mate.